I'm pleased to introduce the Ludwig von Mises Memorial Lecture, sponsored by James Walker. Hans Hermann Hoppe earned both his PhD in philosophy and his habilitation in sociology and economics from the Goethe University in Frankfurt. He taught at several German universities as well as the Johns Hopkins University Bologna Center for Advanced International Studies in Bologna, Italy. An Austrian school economist and libertarian anarcho-capitalist philosopher, Hoppe is Distinguished Fellow with the Ludwig von Mises Institute, founder and president of the Property and Freedom Society. He is also the former editor of the Journal of Libertarian Studies and a lifetime member of the Royal Horticultural Society. I didn't know that.
Let me begin with a few words about society. Why is there a society? Why do people cooperate? Why is there peaceful cooperation rather than permanent war among mankind? Austrians, and in particular Misesians, emphasize the fact that we do not need to assume anything like sympathy or love for other people in order to explain this. Self-interest, that is, to prefer more over less, that is entirely sufficient to explain this phenomenon of cooperation. Men cooperate because they are able to recognize that production under division of labor is more productive than self-sufficient isolation. But something can and obviously has happened that disrupts and distorts or even derails this normal self-interest-driven development. And this is, of course, the state, a compulsorily funded territorial monopolist of protection. It is a monopolist of defense and the provision and enforcement of law and order. The decisive step in diverting human history from its natural course, that is, the original sin of mankind, so to speak, occurs with the monopolization of the provision of protection, defense, security, and order. Once there is no longer free entry into the business of property protection, or into any other business for that matter, the price of protection will rise and the quality of protection will fall. The monopolist will become increasingly less of a protector of our property and increasingly more become a protection racket or even a systematic exploiter of property owners.
There are also genuinely evil people doing real evil things to real private property owners. Most importantly, of course, the ruling elites in charge of the state apparatus, as every libertarian would have to admit. Now, one surely has no obligation to be nice to them. And why is it in particular the small minority of white, Gentile, heterosexual males, and especially its most successful members, that owes some extra kindness to the vast majority of all other people? Why not the other way around? After all, most, if not all, technical inventions, machines, tools, and gadgets in current use everywhere and anywhere, on which our current living standards and comforts largely and decisively depend, originated with them. All other people, by and large, imitated what they had invented and constructed first. All others inherited the knowledge embodied in the inventor's products for free. And isn't it the typical white hierarchical family household of father, mother, their common children and prospective heirs, and their bourgeois conduct and lifestyle, that is everything that the left despises, disparages, and maligns, isn't it that lifestyle and that social order that is the economically most successful model of social organization the world has ever seen, with the greatest accumulation of capital goods and wealth, and the highest average living standards?
this, I will do what I talked about, resort to silent action. Thank you very much.